USA Radio News.
Congressman Jim Jordan cheered President Trump's decision Wednesday to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance, saying the White House should revoke several other Obama-era officials, too. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reminded us why the White House revoked Brennan's clearance.
Mr. Brennan's line and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke was in California visiting neighborhoods that were ravaged by the state's largest wildfires. During his visit to the Golden State, Zinke talked about why he believes there's so many fires these days.
Temperatures are rising, whether that's cyclic or not. But again, regardless of climate change or not, it doesn't relieve me the responsibility or the secretary the responsibility to manage it.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Russia is not too pleased with some of the news coming out of the Pentagon. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Pentagon announcing it's going to station more Marines in Norway and move some closer to the border with Russia. The Norwegian Defense Ministry announcing that the U.S. Marine contingent in Norway will more than double before this year is over. Moscow immediately issuing a statement saying that the plans are clearly unfriendly. The Norwegian government insists the increased U.S. Marine presence is only for training purposes and should not be seen as a military escalation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach won the Republican nomination for governor, ousting the incumbent in the state's primary. President Trump did endorse Kobach, and Kobach was asked on Fox News how much that endorsement helped him.
I think it had a huge impact. There's no question, certainly on Election Day voting, we did very well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Except for water and air, sand is a natural resource that we consume more than any other, more than oil, more than natural gas. Every concrete building, every paved road, every computer screen, and every silicon chip exists because of sand. Vince Beezer is author of a new book titled The World in a Grain, The Story of Sand and How It Transformed Civilization. He joined me earlier today and we talked about how we may be taking sand for granted.
Most people never even give it a second thought, and very few people realize how important it is. But sand is actually the natural resource that we consume the most of in the world after air and water. Without sand, we would not have modern cities.
And what are a few things that people use sand for that you may not even realize?
Sure. So we use sand for an incredible range of things. It's in, we use it in everything from toothpaste to cosmetics to the elastic that makes your socks snap into place. But the main things that we use it for, but the number one thing by far is concrete. Basically, every building, every modern apartment block, office tower in the world is made out of concrete. And concrete is nothing but sand and gravel that's been stuck together with cement. So every building that you see is just thousands of tons of sand, essentially. So that's why I say, without sand, no modern civilization.
I think,
and the craziest part about it is, we're starting to run out.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.